This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Power of love. Did you say it's garbage, Fran Rojas? What? You shut your mouth, Fran Rojas.
Yeah, Fran.
Shut your mouth. Go listen to Twitching Tongues again or whatever.
I hate that name so much.
It's such a horrible name, right? Every time I say it, it's like that little, like a chill runs through me.
It grosses me out.
Yeah, like a shiver.
Is that that's a real name?
Real band, apparently. Fran's favorite band, he said, right?
Fran. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. I keep forgetting Fran doesn't have a microphone.
I thought you were about to say, I keep forgetting Fran's there. And I was like, yeah, that's
fair. Would never.
Coming up in a couple minutes, I have a question. Something that happened to me during the break. And I need to know if this is out of bounds or not. Because personally, I feel like what I witnessed was out of bounds.
Oh.
I don't know, though. I'm going to need your help on this, Devin.
Was it in the restroom?
Oh, it happened in the restroom. So, we'll get to that. It's a very Joe to camera thing of me to do this, but I got to bring it up.
By the way,
sometimes you got to do what you do.
You still need to guess where he is.
Oh, yes. I totally forgot. Okay. Yeah. Let me take a quick guess here.
Okay.
I'm going to think it's something beachy. Maybe a cruise. I'm going to say a cruise to the Caribbean.
So I'm actually not sure if it's a cruise.
Oh, okay. So I'm in the right world, though.
Yes.
Okay. So he's going to the Caribbean somewhere, something like that.
Oh, well, not the... No, no. Wrong
part of the world.
Geographical location. I'm not sure his means of travel.
Got you.
But he seems to be visiting multiple places.
So he might be running.
Running
places. Well, if it's multiple places,
maybe
probably
he's
a cruise.
Training.
I feel like cruise. I know Joe is a big cruise guy. So over the last years, he took a cruise and he's like, oh, this is cool. And now he's a cruise guy.
Yeah. It's efficient. So, I can
look. Yeah. You can see a lot of places. It's good. You know, I took a cruise once. It was fun.
I used to take some cruises.
I only
with my
took
family.
One. It was up the Baltics. It was very cool.
I went on a Baltic cruise too.
It was
once.
So cool. Like, I went to St. Petersburg. Went to like Helsinki.
Stockholm, Copenhagen.
Yes, Copenhagen. Yeah. So we took the same cruise. It was a really neat cruise. I was like,
we
25 years ago, but it was Estonia.
Yeah,
but it was the old Tallinn, the medieval city.
Wait, Riga, that's so funny.
Riga, the Paris of the East, they say.
St. Petersburg was my favorite.
Me too. Just seeing. Seeing the domes, like the mosques, like whatever those things are called, those like colored you know what I'm talking about? It was like, whoa, those are real, like they're in front of me. This is so cool, you know.
The palaces too.
Cool. No, it was really cool. So shout out
we
to the
digress.
So Joe's somewhere, something like that. All right.
He's not in Russia.
That's his loss. Or win. No win. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Speaking of Joe, no drop of the week this week when Joe is not here. He's the spirit animal of drop of the week. So drop of the week, though, when we do it is sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Coming up in a couple minutes here, I'm going to get Devin Caney and Ben Davis's thoughts on what I think was something that out of bounds that just happened to me in the restroom. We're going to get to that in just a minute. Yes, exactly. That is a that's coming up after we talk to Our buddy Jeff in Wilmington, used to talk to him all the time in the middays, felt like he loved our show, was a part of the team. And then we go to the mornings. He's like, oh, I don't call you anymore. Now I hear him talking to Hugh and Joe all the time. I get it. It's cool.
I just don't get up that early anymore.
I'm just messing around, pal. How are you? It's great to talk
to you. Good to talk to you guys. Yeah, man. Hey, real quick on the Eagles. I'm with you, James. I don't really care about preseason. As long as there's no major injuries, I'm not putting anything in the stats. I love that Elliott does stats because I like numbers, but...
Yeah, I like to know. I think that having all the information is great. Like, I totally support the stats and all that. It's just what you could take away from them, I think, differs from person to person.
It's not a measuring stick for me by any means.
Same.
So I'm curious to know what you and Ben think about this last night with the Phillies. You know, baseball is one of those games where a couple of pitches either way can change a game. And Kirkery came in a tight spot, and he got behind on that hitter. So now he's forced to come in with a 3-1 pitch, and the guy gets a hit. I would have told Lizardo, dude, you're going out for the seventh, but if one guy gets on.
Yeah, so that, Jeff, you nailed my. Again, I'm with Ben Davis earlier. I was okay with it. Like, look, if he had even pulled Lizardo after six and said, hey, great outing, man, let's take a win. You know, you're up six, 1 run innings. Like, you did great, man. Like, good job. I would have been fine with that. I was fine with him bringing him out for the seventh because he did look like he was cruising.
Yeah.
But I am with you. One base runner, and I'm pulling him in that spot. I agree with you. I think that's where he faltered, and obviously went much further than that.
And I probably would have had the corners up, but I've had Stott and Turner
double
back
play depth,
double play depth.
And Stott was kind of like playing it. It felt, and you said it before, Ben, it almost felt like they were trying to serve both masters a bit, where, like, Stott was, like, not quite double play depth, but almost double play depth, but the corners were in, and Turner was like halfway in or out.
It was
like
if it's not hit really hard, they're going to go home and get the force plate and keep preserving.
If it hit hard, they could still pivot.
If it's hit hard, they could still get the double
play.
And
it literally was hit the worst possible spot for the alignment they had.
Yeah.
They got in late. Look, games like that are going to happen. I don't see any reason why they don't take the next three from the Nats.
They better. Honestly, look, if they win two of the next three, it's not the end of the world. But, like, I think we could all use them sweeping the Nats out for the rest of the series. Because as we saw last night, like, basically, other than James Wood, I mean, this is a disastrous Nationals lineup that they're rolling out. Abrams in play. Yeah. If Abrams in there, he's good, too.
Good.
But last night, James Wood was the only hitter in the lineup that you should have any fear of whatsoever.
He's legit.
No, don't get me wrong. James Wood.
He's legit.
He's a hoss.
22 years old?
He's a hoss.
So how about this? Going into last night's game, he had 25 homers. He had 15 against righties, 10 against lefties. He was hitting .249 against righties, .281 versus lefties.
Unbelievable. It's like Schwarber-esque.
Unbelievable.
For a young left-handed hitter.
For a 22-year-old with that kind of leverage,
crazy.
He's a good one.
And that's he is huge. Jeff, you got do you have something you want to say about the Birds real quick?
No, I would just...
All right, but you already did that. Training camp. My fault. You got an answer for...
I don't know if... I got to pivot if this one doesn't work. What about the resurrection? If there was the internet back then.
So it's a good answer. It works. We are not very biblical on this show with our winning answers. We don't usually do that. But, it probably would be a big deal if it happened on the old Twitter.com. Hey, can you believe it? All right.
How about the Last Supper?
That would have been another one. Yeah.
Hey, there's like 13 guys up there having supper.
Yeah, like pictures would start leaking.
Right?
It'd
be crazy.
Is that Judas at the table? Is it Judas? I can't tell. Can you see?
Who's there trying to figure
out? Oh, Peter's not by his side. Where did Peter go? What is happening here?
They got some bread. They got some wine.
Yes. Two Jameses as disciples. People don't talk about that enough. I'm just saying, great name.
#justsaying.
That's right. James, thank you. What a great name it is. All right. Back to the phones in a sec. I need Devin Kenny and Ben Davis's thoughts about this. Is this out of bounds or not? And if you, sir, are no longer doing what you're doing or listening to the show, I apologize for calling you out here. But no, I don't know your name nor who you are. So, I think you'll be all right. I went to the bathroom, went to the urinal, do my business in a break. And I hear from the stall. I'm like, hear someone talking in the stall.
Uh-huh.
Guy in the stall just having a full-blown phone conversation while in the stall in the bathroom sitting down.
Oh.
Oof.
So in a public restroom, doing your business, the number two, as they say, having a full-blown phone conversation, just all, oh, yeah, no, totally. Oh, yeah, and then I'm going to do this. Oh, yesterday I was, like,
Did it, what? That was it like a serious?
It was
like,
just talking,
like a work conversation.
It, no, just,
I mean,
a
either
play
way,
or something.
Violation.
Yapping it up, right? Can we agree? Ooh. Is that out of bounds? I felt uncomfortable listening to the conversation, just being in the bathroom and happening around me. I
that's a
know.
Technical.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's actually way worse than being on speakerphone or what do you call it?
FaceTime
in public.
Yeah, which is awful too.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
like, that's even worse than that.
Yeah, I think it is worse than that. Yeah. You're in the bathroom. Like, you're in the stall
that's
right
terrible.
Now. It's horrifying.
That's
okay, I'm happy you agree with me. I thought it was, but I never know. Sometimes, like, I'll go in and be, oh, no, it's fine.
No, that's definitely a violation.
Okay, all right, we agree. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Chuck and Cherry Hill. Chuck, hey.
Hey, what's up, my man? Yeah, that's quite weird right there.
It's weird,
that
right?
really is.
It's weird.
Yeah, that's
weird.
Yeah, we used to lock them in there, but that's really different. Anyway, this is what I'm having a problem with nowadays. You know, we have this great pitching. We've had it all season. You know, you have to build the defense around it. I think Dombrowski gave Topper a gift. I would have had my first introductory meeting with Bader and said, listen, you're in there every game. You're a lockdown center fielder. You got the numbers to demonstrate that. When I said as good as Andrew Jones, everybody pushed back on that. Oh, it could not be. Just look it up. It's right in front of you if you look up, you know, defense. We had the 20th ranked defense outfield. And last night you got a ball that goes to the outfield. The runner has to hesitate when Turner dives there. So if you look at the replay, the Mets runner hesitates. It almost looks like nobody could score at that point. And, of course, we get the high throw. You know, you lose games by one run, and if Bader's not out there, these are games you can otherwise win.
Devin,
you know,
we were talking about this before, Chuck. Harrison Bader should be in center field every single day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every game. That's it. Yeah.
Well, and, like,
yeah,
you look at, to further that point,
further
like,
that point.
I know Nick Castellanos, there was the drama, and then he hasn't been platooned, but I think that when you don't platoon guys who are used to playing every day and expect to play every day, like Harrison Bader, that can also mess up their at-bats. Like, that can affect the offense when you're not getting swings in every game. And I know he'll come in like a late-in-the-game situation like he did last night, but I just don't think it's doing anyone any favors.
Yeah, that's a great point. He's not a natural hitter. He needs to get his reps and looks, you know, to put up his 245 average.
Yeah,
he's not
going
to do it every other game, but he'll win you games defensively, and he makes the right fielder better and the left fielder better because of his zone coverage and all that stuff.
Oh, it's not even a question.
Just let him be out there. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Win some games, he'll do that. He did it 5 games ago with a catch. That's what he's done his whole career.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm with you. And look, I mean, he's had a better, like, a better offensive season than everyone on the team except Marsh. I mean, every outfielder on the team except Marsh this year. So, like, it's not just the fielding. He has been a better offensive player this season than Castellanos has, than Otto Kemp has, than Wes Wilson has, than Max Kepler has, than any of these other guys. Chuck, you got a what would have broke the internet for us?
If it's already been said, I can't believe it has. And I watched it live. I'm 72. The Beatles on Sullivan. If it's been said,
it was said.
I'll give a second vote, a second vote to the eventual winner. How about that? Have a great weekend, team.
Chuck, always a pleasure. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec, but two things I need to get out of the way. One, Vani Hanamirian doing a great job doing audio for this show. Back in the studio has let me know that we are light on Times Yours calls. How is that possible? Please do a favor, not just for me, but for Vani. Back in the studio, trying to do a good job. She's crushing it, working on the morning show. And it would make her life a lot easier if you could get a Times Yours call in. 215-238-4500. The beautiful thing about Times Yours, it could be about whatever you want. You can call and rip me for asking you to call in for Vani.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That.
We'll
that.
Take it. Do that. You can call in and rip Ben Davis for being big time and coming here and getting upgraded in a big hotel room, you know, like at the beautiful Borgata. Anything you want to call about, 215-238-4500. Don't do it for me. Do it for Vani, okay? That's what I need.
I just grabbed my bags. I just grabbed my bags during the commercial break, and I walked out of that room, and I went, what a sin.
I know.
What a shame. I got to leave this giant room.
What a shame. Also, you know, a sin by me, too. I realized, and I know we're deeper in the show, but Louis Coco back in the studio is doing a great job. I never asked him his side topic answer.
Okay, I was actually going
to
ask.
It was a really bad job by me, Louis. I hope you can forgive me. I thought about it earlier, and I meant to get back, and I'm here now. So what hockey-related thing would you like to give us?
Yeah, no, that is so okay. How about when the Philadelphia Flyers, this was 1976.
I knew it was going to be hockey.
How about them Broad Street Bullies beating the crap out of the USSR? Sending them back home. They actually literally had to get off the ice in the second period because they were getting bullied so hard. And the Flyers threatened to not pay them if they didn't come back and finish the game. 4-1 win for them, Broad Street Bullies.
So, Lewis, you'll appreciate this. So my dad's favorite team is the Flyers.
Like, yes.
Full stop. My dad and my uncle, shout out to Uncle Rick, who is out there. My dad not alive anymore, but Uncle Rick is. Shout out to Uncle Rick on his birthday, no less. The winning the cup, watching the team win the cup, he still says they were at the game when they won the cup. He says to this day it is the single greatest night of his life outside of his children being born. So I grew up in a Flyers household. My dad loved telling me the story about the Russians and Bobby Clark and the like. That was a staple in my household. All right, back to the phones in a sec. But Devin Caney, it's time. You wanted it.
What?
You wanted that smoke. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin
Chevrolet.
I'm Chevrolet.
Like, what?
Check out Armin. Devin's like, oh my God, what's happening? Check out Armin Certified, one owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Normally, John Ritchie does a fantastic job of guessing the results of our Twitter poll. Well, guess what? Devin Caney stepped into the octagon today by choice, no less. I threw it out there before. She's like, I'll take it. I want this. I want this one. So Devin Caney, let's see how you do here.
Okay.
The question is, do you care how the Eagles, and I put playing quotes, do you care how the Eagles, quote unquote, play in training camp and joint practices? A, yes. B, no. How do you think the voting results came out?
71% no.
76%
no.
She comes through.
A
fantastic job.
Let's go.
Now, I will say, it does seem the more people are filling for Richie, the less impressive John is. Devin, really, really good job.
No, I'm going to be honest. So, like, I wanted to do it because whenever John is asked, which is pretty much every show, I guess it in my head.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll actively not look because it's become
it's
like
fun
a game.
To get, yeah.
And I'm always wrong, and he's always right. So I was actually really nervous
I'm
for that.
I'm proud of you. That was a really good
you.
Job. And, look, I could say 76% of people are in the right on this one.
I
fully agree. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Jeremy in Syracuse. What up, Jer?
Hey, how we doing? Who would have guessed that there were multiple awkward bathroom situations during the show this week, and Joe DeCamera's not here?
It's been a big week for bathrooms.
But the key point, with Joe not
even
here, what are the odds? Jeremy, what a great point. A big week for bathroom on the show, and Joe's not involved. Is honestly, you could have won a lot of money betting on that.
I'm very happy for Joe Flacco that he didn't have to answer the, hey, do you got a bidet question? Trying to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that definitely would have come. Yeah. Oh, and if so he had said no, he'd be like, well, let me tell you how great they are, Joe.
I know. It would have been even more awkward than it probably already was.
Yeah, it was pretty awkward.
So I wanted to talk Howie Roseman. I watched that episode of Bussin' with the Boys yesterday, and, like, I don't know how you could like Howie Roseman even more, because he just, like, he seemed to be such a good melting pot version of Nick and Jalen. and the way that he's talking about how he goes about doing his job, and he's like, he's just so cerebral, highly motivated to be the best at what he does. And it was just super eye-opening to me. Not to long talk on you real quick, but like he, not only did he, as directly as he's allowed to admit, talk about messing up the Jalen Reagor pick.
Oh, he flat out, like, if there was like no, we all knew what he was saying there. Yeah.
Right, and the hosts of the show were even like, so this is what you talk about. He said, I'm not allowed to talk about players and other teams, but maybe.
He's like, there's a certain player who's going to be a Hall of Famer. yeah,
but I thought that was cool. It kind of gave me an epiphany this morning. We're talking about Lane Johnson saying he might retire and how we think he's at like the top of his game, and like Jason Kelce did the same thing and Fletcher Cox did the same thing. It's kind of just like, Howie was talking about how when he thinks he's not going to be able to do his job, he's got to pull himself out because it's not the best thing for the Eagles. And that just made me so happy to have that guy as our GM, you know?
Yeah. I think he's the best GM in his sport. I think he's one of the best GMs in the history of his sport. I mean, to do what he's done in salary cap era is unbelievable. And it really does feel like he's... You know, it's not like Neo with the Matrix where he's like, you know, figured it all out. But it does kind of feel like he's figured it out. Like he's figured out, like it just feels like he continues to grow and grow and grow. And now it's like the drafting thing. That was the one knock we had against Howie. He's great at trades, great at the contract, all this stuff. But the drafting thing, and now it seems like the processes that they put in place for that are functioning at such a high level. It's, we are so incredibly lucky to have Howie. Yeah. And to your point, he is driven and he also gets us. He understands the city. He's been here so long. He's such a good talker. I'm with you. Every time
he bleeds for this city.
Yeah, literally did. That's exactly right.
He bleeds for this.
Yeah. Jeremy, I'll say every time I hear him talk, I feel better. Like, honestly, every time Howie Roseman talks these days, I feel better about how he does his job, how he goes about his business, all that. We'll play one more piece from that audio about the A.J. Brown trade, a funny little exchange about that from Bussin' with the Boys. We'll play that coming up as well. Jeremy, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
So I had one, but it got taken. I don't have a winning answer, but I do have an answer for you about something I recently learned about. The straw hat riots in the 20s. Ooh. In New York City. There were 8 days of riots because some factory workers refused to stop wearing straw hats after, like, September 15th
what?
That year. It was
ridiculous. Is this like a white after Labor Day type thing? I'm confused.
Yeah, except it's straw hats after September 15th. it was socially acceptable, and these people were like, no, it's hot. We're going to wear these.
Jeremy, what a great call. What a wild thing that the white after Labor Day, I know that was the thing, but, like, just the idea that, like, no, you can't wear this hat because... that we don't do that in society. Like, what a ridiculous thing.
The rules in place today, even, like, I know that it's tradition, but even, like, country club, I'm like, what would happen? Like, why do we really care? What, are you going to tell me I can't come in because
I don't know what that means, country
shoulders
club.
Are showing?
Is that,
like, you know, like, if you go to a country...
No, I don't. So it's laid on me. I'm wondering. I guess.
Like, if,
you're talking like
if
a country club, you go play golf and stuff.
And
I got you.
Like a night.
Oh,
like,
I got you. That type of clothes.
Your shorts
I got
have
you.
To be, like, for men and women,
you.
Your shorts have it's to be a certain length. Your shoulders can't be showing.
How you present
you know?
Yourself. I yeah. got it. I
and
got
I think
it.
Just if you look presentable, it's fine. Obviously, don't show up looking like a schlep, but like, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
you know?
I'm with you. I'm
what
with
are you,
you.
The fashion police?
That's right. Let the straw hat people wear straw hats in 20, 15, whatever it was.
Yeah,
all right, 215-592-9494. One more segment to go. From the beautiful Borgata, it's Ben Davis, James Seltzer, Devin Caney hanging out with you. We'll be back. One more segment to go. We'll play one more piece of audio from that Bussin' with the Boys interview with Howie Roseman. Really interesting, funny little recap of the A.J. Brown trade and how it went down. Plus your calls. It's the morning show. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.